With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. It's a robbery off of Crewe Road. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says shortly after 1 a.m. on Monday, a man walking near Ryan Road off Crewe Road in Georgetown was jumped by two masked men who made off with his bag. No weapons were involved and no injuries were reported to the police as a result of the incident. In other news, the detachment of the regiment spends 2 weeks in the United Kingdom, taking part in the Royal Bermuda annual camp exercise, Active Shield. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more.
Regiment leadership says training alongside fellow UK Overseas Territory regiments strengthens the relationship, trust, and shared skills needed during regional operations, as recently demonstrated during the joint deployment supporting Hurricane Melissa relief efforts in Jamaica. During the two-week exercise, the team developed public order skills to strengthen the regiment's ability to support civil authorities. The regiment says public order training places teams into demanding and, quote, high-pressure situations, requiring personnel to remain calm, disciplined, and professional while making decisions to control and de-escalate tense scenarios. Exercise Act as Shield also provided, quote, valuable leadership opportunities. Team Commander Captain Theo Kelly and four of the regiment's junior non-commissioned officers were all in command appointments throughout the exercise, helping prepare the next generation of Cayman's regiment leaders to lead, quote, future responses at home or across the region. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Finally, the country's fire response is getting stronger. On Monday, the Cayman Islands celebrated the passing out ceremony of 26 recruits who recently completed a 27-week training program, now ready to serve the community as firefighters. The ceremony included the traditional inspection of recruits by Her Excellency the Governor, recognizing the, quote, hard work, discipline, and commitment demonstrated throughout their training journey. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. The UN has warned that a powerful El Niño weather pattern could begin in a matter of weeks, increasing temperatures on a planet already under strain from climate change. Indian forecasters have warned of the lowest monsoon rainfall in 11 years. President Trump has signed an executive order setting up a voluntary scheme for tech firms to share their AI models with government ahead of their release. The measures intended to protect government systems from AI-enabled cyber hacks. The Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, has told Congress that the Trump administration will re-engage with the Global Vaccine Alliance, Gavi, amid the Ebola outbreak in Central Africa. Officials in the Kharkiv region of Ukraine have issued mandatory evacuation orders for more than 7,000 people because of the threat of further attacks. At least 21 people were killed and more than 100 injured in overnight attacks from Russia. Israeli forces have continued hitting targets in southern Lebanon after a President Trump-backed agreement stopped them from striking the capital, Beirut. Pope Leo has named Maria Montserrat Alvarado as the head of the Vatican's communications department. She's the first laywoman to be appointed to such a senior role. President Trump has appointed a political ally with no national security experience as acting director of U.S. intelligence. He's Bill Pulte, who's head of the Federal Housing Finance Agency. The British Home Secretary, Shabana Mahmood, has said that body cam footage of police handcuffing an 18-year-old man as he lay dying is disturbing and tragic. The victim, Henry Novak, had repeatedly told them he'd been stabbed and couldn't breathe, but his killer, a Sikh man, had falsely claimed he'd been racially abused by Mr. Novak. BBC News.